today. Good morning. Our limud of Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, every day is as a schus refuah for Yosef Dov Bechayla, Hishtav Refuah Shleima Bekorov, so Shachol Yisrael. So we learned the Gemara about the Amoraim who were walking past the field during Shemitah, and they saw people working in the field, and the two Amoraim were don lechav schus, and Reish Lakish, who was walking with them, was don lechav choiva, and was annoyed with them and criticized them that they didn't do anything about it, and therefore they got annoyed with him. The Gemara tells the whole story. So the Chofetz Chaim says as follows to analyze it. He says, there's a mitzvah to say of Betzelet Tishpoit HaMisecho. So if you see something that is noita lechav schus, where there is a good chance that the person is doing nothing wrong whatsoever, then Betzelet Tishpoit HaMisecho says, you have to be done lechav schus. If it's dova hanoita lechav choivo, where it looks like he's doing an aveira, but maybe he's not, then the Chofetz Chaim uses two lashonos. One lashon is nochem ma'oid, that you should treat it as a sofek. In other words, it's more noita towards choiva, but I should treat it as a sofek. That's called b'tzedek tishpoit hamisecha, at least giving the benefit of the doubt that maybe he's doing nothing wrong, although it looks like he's doing something wrong. And he says it would be a midas chasidus to decide for sure he's definitely doing nothing wrong. In other words, it looks like choiva. Sofek is b'tzedek tishpoit hamisecha. Midas Chasidus says he's doing nothing wrong, he's doing something right, I'm going to put whatever interpretation I can. Says Chofetz Chaim, this is about 50-50. He says, I don't know the guy at all. I don't know his character, I don't know his level of Yiddishkeit, I know nothing about him whatsoever. And Eimas of Moichichim, it's a 50-50 whether he's doing an Aveira or not. Which Lichoira would be this case in the Gemara, where the Amoraim saw the people working in the field in Shemitah. They don't know the person who's working. They were strangers. They were walking along the journey. They were walking on their journey towards the place where they wanted to be Ma'abed Shana. And they see people working in the field. Yeah, and let's assume, we've got to assume that these people were using tools which show that they are people who are working in the field. They're not just the Balabais who's picking a few fruits for his family, which would be Mutter. Yeah, but it's somebody who's using tools who looks like a poil, or not like a poil, but a sharecropper. He looks like somebody who is working in the field on Shemitah Be'isa. He's wearing a floppy hat, so we know he's, so you can't tell whether that's there to protect him from the sun or whether he's not from, or he is from. He does wear a couple, he doesn't wear a couple. So I know nothing about him whatsoever. It's a 50-50 sofek. The guy is a complete stranger. What does B'tzedek Tishpoit HaMisecho tell me in that case? Zot Chofetz Chaim, it's a midas chasidus ladoina lechavskus. Not b'chuyu pidon lechavskus, 50-50 mamash, yeah? It says midas chasidus ladoina lechavskus. So he says this was the machlokes between Reish Lakish and the Chachomim. The Chachomim said, we don't know anything about him. Midas chasidus to be don lechavskus. Therefore, we're going to assume, in the case of the guy who's working in the field, we assumed he's a poil, that he's just employed, it's not his field, and he's not working, he's just doing a job. Maybe the field belongs to a goy, there's no isheshvius whatsoever, we could be done the chavskos. And the person who was pruning the vine, because he needs the sticks. He has some reason why he needs the branches, he needs the sticks, and that's why he's doing it, but not for the fruit, not for the grapes. They were done the chavskos. Reish Lakish had gezukt, that in your position as Rabbonim, in your position as Talmid Chachomim, and presumably if they were chosen as Dayonim in order to be Ma'abed Shana, these were the leading Dayonim in the town. They were the leading Dayonim in Eretz Yisrael at the time, and they had been chosen to decide amongst with maybe only three other Dayonim whether or not to be Ma'abed Shana for the entire Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Reish Lakish al Kazot, you've got a public duty. You can't come along with a Midas Chasidus and tell me, maybe I'll be don lechav schus, and therefore, b'tzedek tishpoit hamisecho. Because then, if every rov and every public leader would always be don lechav schus to the nth degree, every stranger that he doesn't take on, then you'll never be. When do you ever get to toichacho? You only get to be mehoicheach toichiach as hamisecho. You will only get to that if mamash the guy is doing something which is 100% clearly wrong. Therefore, he held that in their position they should not be don lechavskos. They can't do a midas chasidus according to Resh Lakish at the expense of eicher teichiyach esamisecho. And therefore, Resh Lakish held that they should have stopped and they should have been mechiyach the people who were working in the field or working in the vineyard. And the Chachomim held that they were entitled to their midas chasidus. But Al Kolponim says the Chofetz Chaim, that's not a stira now to the halacha of Hilchas Rechilas that we learnt. Right? When we learnt Hilchas Rechilas, we said that when a person has a sofik about someone as to whether or not they should go into partnership with, or they should go in make a shidduch or whatever it is, then that person is entitled to tell the other person, stay away from him, even if it's not 100% clear. You're looking for some sorry.
No, we're good.
Okay, I'm done.
My time is over anyway.
Not working. It's
not working. All right, too bad. Started at the Northwest London, Thursday. Kaf Gimel Teves, 23rd of January. Rabbi Toby Weininger, Shlita, Geula. This week's Torahway has been Pontus Chosfur Shlemichol Chore Yisrael. Resource Hashwe Ma Chayolim Ba Milchamash Shachsul Voteim Lesholim Bim Heiro.
Amen.
Shkaich. Thank you very much. This shiur is dedicated for Refuah Shleima Mehira to our dear friend and Oscon Dudi, who without him, this project would not have been possible or feasible. We have just started the book of Sefer Shmot, Sefer HaGeula, and that is why this morning I would like to introduce some reflections, some halachas, to do with the topic of Geula. There are so many halachas to do with this topic, reflecting its centrality. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, Amar Rabba Bachinana Sovim Mishmei Durav, Kol Shaloi Omar Emes V'yotziv Shachris. Anybody who doesn't say Emes V'yotziv in Shachris, V'emes V'emuna Alvis, or MS Ve'emuna by Ma'ariv, Lo Yotza Yedei Chayvasi, has not fulfilled his obligation. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Lahagid Babrika Chostecha, in the morning one must recount HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness, Ve'emunasecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your faith, Balelos, by night. What is the content of the bracha of MS Ve'yotziv that the Gemara says is obligatory? So the Torah Erechayim Sadivov says as follows. The content of this bracha is like this. V'tiknu loyma emes v'yotzev shachris. And the takona was, we should say, emes v'yotzev, the bracha after Kriya Shema by shachris. Why? Al ha-chesed she'osa imanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goodness, the kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. She'ge'olonu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has redeemed us. V'he'evironu bayam. And also the miracle of Kriyas Yomsef. V'shikot tzolkeinu b'toichoi. V'ita b'Yerushalmi, and it says in Yerushalmi, tzorech lahazkir v'emes v'yotziv, in emes v'yotziv, everybody needs to say Yitzias Mitzrayim. The halacha is, there needs to be a reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim in emes v'yotziv. Umalchus, Ukrius Yamsuf, and also the splitting of the sea, Umachus Bechoyus, and also Marcus Bechoyus, and also Vetsuyasor Vagoyaloi. And Vetiknu Emes Vetamuna Alvis, and the bracha after Kriya Shema by Ma'ariv, Emes Vetamuna, the takona is, why was it instituted? Ala Ge'ula Shel Atid, on the future redemption, She'anu Ma'aminim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill his promise and redeem us in the future. Inami, an alternative explanation for Emes Ve'emuna by Ma'ariv. Al she'onu mafkidim biyadoi nish moiseinu b'chol laila. We entrust, we deposit, literally, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Neshomas, our souls, every single evening. And ma'aminim bo yishirena eleinu. And we have emuna when we go to bed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, please God, restore and return our Neshomas to us in the morning. The Gemara, so that is the content of the bracha MS V'yotzev and also MS V'emunah, which we say by Ma'ariv. The Gemara says anybody who did not make this bracha lo yatza yedei chayvasai does not fulfill his obligation. The question the Rishonim discuss is what does it mean he does not fulfill his obligation? Which obligation is this referring to? The Hagos Maimnius brings down an opinion, V'chosra Hagos b'shem Ramach, D'lo yotza yedei chayvasai, what does it mean that one has not fulfilled their obligation if they don't say MS V'yotziv? Hainu sh'lo yotza yedei chayvas brachazu. It means that you have not fulfilled the obligation of saying the bracha of MS V'yotziv. Aval yedei chayvas kriyas shema yatza. But it doesn't impact one's fulfillment of the Doraisa mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That you have fulfilled, even if one has not said the bracha of MS V'yotziv, according to this opinion. Afilu lo omar habrachas klal kedulakamon. The Kesef Mishnah brings a number of questions on the Hagos Maimnius. Why is it the Hagos Maimnius brings an opinion that says that you haven't fulfilled the bracha of MS V'yotziv if you haven't said the bracha of MS V'yotziv? It's obvious. If you haven't said the bracha of MS V'yotziv, you obviously have not fulfilled the bracha, the mitzvah of the bracha of MS V'yotziv. Why do you need a Gemara to say that if you haven't made this bracha, then lo yotzo yedei chayvasai? The Kesef Mishnah asks further questions. Moreover, he says, it's not only if you haven't said the bracha of MS V'yotziv that you haven't fulfilled your obligation of MS V'yotziv. Even if you miss out the word MS and you just say V'yotziv, you have not fulfilled your obligation of the bracha of MS V'yotziv. Why is that? So he brings a beautiful reason. Inami hachi ka'omah. Afilu omar habrachas ha'elu. Even if you said these brachas, meaning you say the bracha of MS V'yotziv in full, Elo bat shaloi hitchil MS V'yotziv MS V'emuna, but you didn't start with the word MS V'yotziv or MS V'emuna. Lo yotzi yedei chayvus kriyas brachas elu koro'oi. You have not fulfilled your obligation koro'oi in its optimal sense. Why? Lofi she'i korom nitkenu loima, because the ikar takana of these brachas was she'akodesh baruch hu he'emis havtachasai b'mitzrayim, that Hashem fulfilled, was Hermes showed his truthfulness, showed his sincerity by fulfilling his promise to redeem the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. Ve'oted, and similarly the future Ge'ula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given a Havtocha that there'll be a future Ge'ula. And therefore, the opinion of the Kesef Mishnah is that the Gemara doesn't need to say lo yotza yedei chayvasai if you haven't said the bracha of emes v'emunah, that you haven't fulfilled the bracha of emes v'emunah. That is obvious. Rather, the Kesef Mishnah says, if one does not say the bracha of emes v'emunah, one does not fulfill their obligation of kriyas shema itself. Why is that? Why is the bracha of emes v'emunah so integral to kriyas shema itself? So there's many reasons up here halacha for this. I'm going to provide a reason, al pi drush, from the Kolboik, who says as follows, that Emes V'emunah, the bracha of Emes V'yotziv, corresponds to the themes of Kriya Shema itself. He says as follows, V'ochol Kriya Shema oimrim Emes V'yotziv. After Kriya Shema, we say the bracha of Emes V'yotziv. Why? Shehi bracha shel achorecho. This is the bracha after Kriya Shema. And that bracha corresponds to the three parshias of Kriya Shema. Emes Elokei Olam Malkeinu. We say Emes Elokei Olam Malkeinu. We reference HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our King. That is Keneged Parsha Rishona Shehi Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. That corresponds to the first parsha of Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, accepting the yoke of heaven. Further in the bracha of MS V'yotziv, we say Ashrei Ish sheyishma lemitzvaysecha, which corresponds Keneged v'haya im shamaya shehi kabbalas o mitzvos, which corresponds to accepting the yoke and the responsibility of mitzvos. And finally, we say MS mimitzrayim ga'al sonu, we reference the Geula, the redemption from Mitzrayim, which is Keneged Parsha Shel Tzitzis, Shehila Hazkir She'onu Avodim, She'pada'onu Mibeis Avodim, U'lekalchonu La'am Segula V'nata Mitzvah Tzitzis L'Ois, U'lehakik Kemina G'yom She'noisnin Ois Al Ha'avodim Ha'kenuyim. So the cowboy says that the reason why Emes V'Yotzev is so integral to Kriya Shema is because it echoes the themes of Kriya Shema itself. In the bracha of Emes V'Yotzev, we have a reference to the first paragraph, the first parasha of Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalas Omach HaShemayim. We also have a reference to Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs, and we also have a reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, which are the three themes of Kriya Shema. Incidentally, the Rambam writes, Paskins, the reason we say the first parasha of Kriya Shema before the second paragraph of Kriya Shema is because Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim is the foundation to Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs. It's not possible to accept mitzvahs upon oneself without understanding the foundation, which is Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim. So that is part one. An exploration of Emes V'Yotzev, which is a bracha which references the themes of Geula. And we've just started Sefer Shemos, Sefer HaGeula, and the Arba Lashonis HaGeula, which are referenced in this morning's Kriyas HaTorah, and again on Shabbos. We're now going to spend some time learning a further halacha about Geula. The Gemara, twice in Masech Debrachos, once Daf Dalet and once on Daf Tet, says the din that smichas geula l'tefillah, that one must have a juxtaposition between geula and tefillah, i.e. the brachas after Kriya Shema and also tefillah. Gemara says Masech de Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Beis Amar Ma Kore Kriya Shema u'mispolel. One should say Kriya Shema and then daven. Messiah Leilu Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Zeh Ben Olam Haba, Zeh Hasoymech Geula LeTefillah, Shall Alvis, that particular sugya is dealing with Ma'ariv, but the halacha is true and even more true by Shachris. Why does one need to juxtapose Shema, the Brachas thereafter, and the Amida and Tefillah? What is the logic for this halacha? So Rashi brings down in Brachas Daf Dalet Amud Beis two reasons for the halacha. The kol shekein de shachris, so the sugya in the Gemara is talking about Ma'ariv. Rashi says the kol shekein de shachris, or the more important is to do it by shachris. Why? De ikka ge'ulis mitzrayim b'shachris hava. Because the ikka ge'ulis mitzrayim was in the morning, was shachris, kedichtiv, the posuk says, mimochras ha'pesach yotzu v'nei Yisrael. Okay. Reason number one for smichas geula l'tefillah that Rashi brings as follows: U'smichas geula l'tefillah ramza David b'sefer Tehillim. It comes from David Hamelech because David Hamelech references in Tehillim Yotet the concept of geula. David Hamelech says a very famous pasuk: Hashem tsuri v'go'ali. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is tsuri, my rock, v'go'ali, and my redeemer, my goyel, my redeemer. And then in the next Tehillim, Kaf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer us b'yom tzora on the day of our distress. In other words, the Geula, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, is juxtaposed to the Tefillah of Yancho Hashem b'yom tzora. So that is what Rashi says, is opinion number one, logic number one, between the juxtaposition between Geula and Tefillah. Rashi brings down a second logic as well, quoting the Yerushalmi, that one should not just, so to speak, knock on the king's door without thorough preparation. If one knocks on the king's door without thorough preparation, i.e. tefillah, the knock on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's door, they will expect to be turned away or HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be there. Rashi says, one should first create a situation of kilva, of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uva oidai korav elav yesh lo litvoya tzvachov. And when a person is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's the time for tevia, for a request of tzvach of a person's needs. Two explanations for why we have smichas geula tefillah. Either it comes from David HaMelech, Hashem tzuri v'goali, and then Yancho Hashem b'yom tzora, or it's about recognizing the Geula, which sets the tone of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only then one can be Tovei Tzlochov, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a person's needs as in the Brachos. What's the nafgamina between these two approaches? So very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows, in Kuf Yud Aleph, Din Smichas Geula L'Tfilah. So Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Sarech Lismoich Geula L'Tfilah, one must juxtapose Geula to Tfilah, V'lo Yafsik Beinehem, and there should not be any interruption between the Brachos after Kriyas Shema and the Amidah. Afilu ba'omein achal ga'al Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch says, even answering Amen after ga'al Yisrael, you shouldn't do. V'loi b'shem posuk, and no posuk. Chut me Hashem tzvasai tiftach. The introductory posuk to Amidah Hashem tzvasai tiftach ufi yagir tilatecha. That's the only permitted interruption between the brachas after Kriyas Shema and the Amidah. The Ramah says as follows. V'yesh oimrim. The Ramah says that it is in fact permitted to say Amen, to answer Amen after Ga'al Yisrael. La halocha, it's a very interesting topic, not for now. V'chei noegin, the Ramah says that is a minuk. V'yesh oimrim, hadut zorech lismoik ulu l'tefillah. The Ramah brings an opinion that the halocha that we need to juxtapose Ga'ulu l'tefillah, hainu davka, B'chol Oy B'Yom Tov. This only applies to a weekday or to Yom Tov. Aval B'Shabbos Einoy Tzorich. On Shabbos, a person does not need to juxtapose Ge'ula L'Tefillah. Why not? Perush, the time of the Ba'in and L'Mismach Ge'ula L'Tefillah. Because if you learn like Rashi's first reason, that the reason why we have to juxtapose Ge'ula L'Tefillah is because the Pasuk says, Hashem Tzuriva Goali, Hashem is my rock and my redeemer, and then it goes to Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzora, Hashem should answer me on the day of my distress. Shabbos isn't a day of distress. And therefore, since Shabbos lav zman tzora, therefore the halacha wouldn't apply on Shabbos. Ula anias daiti, nira demasha ain't came beyond of whom Yishim Shehem Yimei Adin, because it's number Mishnah. Okay. And why is Yom Tov different? Oh, why is Yom Tov different? Yom Tov is also not a Yemei Tzora. So he brings down that from the Hagos Oshri, that Yom Tov, the Mishnah says, are days of judgment. We know, for example, that on Shavuos, for example, we're judged on Peres Ha'ilin, and the Mishnah brings down in different times of the year, we're judged on different things. So since there's a Yemei Hadin on every single Yom Tov, there's an element of judgment on every single Yom Tov, therefore that means that the halacha is still in place because there's an element of tzara. Complicated, I'm not sure I fully understand what that means. And then the Ramah finishes by saying, V'tov lahachmeh, even on Shabbos it's better to be machmeh, one should make sure that there's no interruption between Ge'ula L'Tefillah, im loy b'mokom shetzorech lakach, unless it's essential to interrupt. Says the Mishnah Berurah, fascinating Mishnah Berurah, says as follows. Mishnah Berurah says, "Hainu demutal anos amenu yeheshme rabba ukedusha ubaruchu ben geulah tefillah." In other words, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if a person is between the brachas at the end of Kriyas Shema and their own Shachris Amidah, and it comes to a point where they could answer Baruch Hu, or they could answer Amen Yeheshmei Rabba, a person, the Mishnah Berurah says, can do so. On a weekday or on a Yom Tov, it's forbidden. Because there's a halacha, Smichas Ge'ula L'Tefillah, one must juxtapose and not interrupt between the Ge'ula, the brachas after Kriyas Shema, and also Tefillah, the Amidah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that since, if we learn like Rashi's first reason, it's to do with an Eis Tzora, therefore halacha doesn't apply on Shabbos, and therefore if there's an overriding reason, such as there's a Tzorech, meaning one needs to answer Amen or Yehesh Shmei Rabba, or Baruch Hu, in such a case, a person would be able to answer and it wouldn't constitute a violation of Smichas Ge'ula L'Tefillah. If you learn, like Rashi's second reason, that it's about uva'odai korav elav yeshlo litvora tzvachov, that a person needs to create a relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognize the Ge'ula, recognize the Nisim and the Niflos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us over, specifically through Yisroel and Yisroel, but for the whole of our history, and then Litvur Tzlokov, this would make no distinction between Chol, Yom Tov, or Shabbos. This principle applies the entire time. There's a...
Sorry, why was that? Shabbos, you're not going to be Tvoya Tzlokov. According to that reason.
So the Tzlokov...
It's about to be...
Yeah, so I would say that the tzlochov on Shabbos is true. It's not the same tzlochov. We're not saying v'fo'inu Hashem v'nei rofer, and it's not the regular bakoshes. But clearly, according the way it's being learned, is that the tefillahs on Shabbos is still a tzlochov of some sort, whether it's for more lofty, elevated olam haba ideas, that is still a tzlochov of some sort, even though it's not our personal tzlochov, and that still requires us to mention the ge'ula to set that relationship and then take that forward. But it's a very interesting point. We'll conclude with a third explanation of smichas ge'ula l'tfila from the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Yonah, which is brought brachas beis on a base. Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows: Uchashachu mazki yitzias mitzvayim u'mispalau. When a person mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim and then davens, miyad mara shekumoi sheho eved shekuna oisoi rabbi, chayev la'asois mitzvos rabbi. Meaning to say, if somebody is acquired as a slave, they have to fulfill the orders of their master. Uncontroversial. Cain, similarly, hu makir ha'toyva v'ha'ge'ula shega'al oisoi ha'boyra. V'shechu avdoi ve'oved oisai. V'kevon shemakeh shechu avdoi mipnei shega'oloi. We recognize that we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avodim. It's true, we're not avodim to Paray, but we're avdei Hashem, servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'oisai ritzonai, and similarly, just like in a transaction, if somebody was koine and eved, one must. If somebody was koine and eved, the eved would have to fulfill their wishes. Because we have been koine by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are avodim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wishes. Nimtza sheva avor zeh zeich alachai ha'ilam haba. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the din, the halacha of smichas ge'ula l'tefillah, isn't a din in hilchas tefillah, i.e. it enhances our tefillah, that uva'odai korovei lav yesh lo litvoy tzvachov, but rather, it is a comment about ge'ula. That in order for the ge'ula to have been meaningful, in order for the ge'ula to have been effective, we need to, at the straight away, we need to daven. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take us out of Mitzrayim for us to go on holiday. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim for us to be not avodim to Paray, but for us to be avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by mentioning the ge'ula, and straight away going into tefillah, we are in a sense fulfilling what the whole purpose of the ge'ula was. The whole purpose of the ge'ula was that we should become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should recognize our complete dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, Makir HaTova V'HaGe'ula Shega'al Oisai. We should recognize the goodness and the ge'ula, the redemption that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. In other words, ge'ula, and this is the point that comes out from Rabbeinu Yonah, isn't a random wish that the world should be better, but ge'ula is a concrete step that we can take by fulfilling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, by learning Torah, by doing chesed. That in itself is the whole point of what ge'ula was. And that, in please God, will bring the ultimate ge'ula, and Moshiach Tzidkenu also. Ad kan.
Which
branch
of Weininger are you?
Matthew Weininger. So Reuben's my uncle. You know Reuben Weininger?
Matthew's son of
Noah. Norman.
Norman
yeah,
was
yeah.
In my class in school.
Okay, fine for you.
My name is Bogan.
Yeah. No, I live in St. John's Wood. I'm the assistant rabbi in St. John's Wood.
St. John's Wood? Oh, really? Your grandson's Norman.
Yeah, grandson of Norman.
I'm not sure where it is. 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 I'm not sure where it